各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很久没有看见你们了，很想念你们。
I haven't seen you for a while. I truly miss you all.
2020年一开始，世界就陷入了前所未有的灾难之中。
The world has fallen into an unprecedented disaster since the beginning of 2020.
疫情肆虐，我们长时间地被待在家里边。
We have seen plague throughout the world, and since everyone has been confined in their own homes.
在这样的情况之下，
Under such circumstances,
我们该想什么呢？
And what should we think?
我们又能够做什么呢？
And what else can we do?
这是我们所面对的问
题。And this is something that we need to think about.
有两处经文对我的帮助很大。
There are two passages truly gave me help in terms of...
一处呢是诗篇第一篇第二节。
One passage is from Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐邪慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
Psalm 1:1, blessed.Is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.
第二处的经文呢，是以赛亚书48:10。
And the second place is from Isaiah chapter 48:10.
我熬炼你们，却不像熬炼银子，你在苦难的炉中。我拣选你。
See, I have refined you. Though not as silver, I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
这两处经文都不难懂。
It is easy for us to understand these two passages.
重要的是要把它行出来。
What's important is how can we live it out?
在19世纪，英国有一个著名的牧师叫斯布珍。
Here is a well-known pastor, Charles Spurgeon, in 19th century.
他说过这样一句话。
He has said this.
他说，应用在哪里开始，讲章也在哪里开始。
Where can we put application in life?That's where the sermon begins.
换句话说
In other words,
他深信讲道就是应用，应用就是讲道。
He believed that application is the sermon itself, and the sermon is application itself.
我很赞同他的观念。
I truly agree with him.
下面就是我在疫情当中的观察、学习和思考。
And the following is the reflection and understanding of how I have drawn from the pandemic.
第一，就是关于教会和敬拜的思考。
It is something about the church and worship.
现在教会都改为线上聚会了。
Now we have seen churches that we all meet online, isn't it?
教会里边空无一人。这怎该怎么看呢？
There is no one in the physical building of a church, and how should we view and understand the situation?
是不是教会也被疫情打垮了呢？
It doesn't mean the church has been defeated by pandemic.
什么是教会？
And then, what is church?
根据圣经，教会就是被神拯救、蒙神呼召出来的。那一群人。
According to the scripture, church means a group of people have been called by God.
他的元首是基督。
And the leader of the church is Christ himself.
可见教会并不是指那个教堂。
And therefore the church does not refer to the physical building of a church.
所以现在教会的本质没有改变。
And therefore the essence of church hasn't changed.
如果要问，那么现在的敬拜改变了吗？
Then we come to the next question. Has our worship changed?
没有。
No.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为现在我们敬拜的内容仍然是包括五个方面。
Because the content of worship remains the same as the following five categories.
敬拜、赞美、感恩、聆听教诲和领受神的祝福。
That is worship, praise, listen to teaching, and be blessed.
与传统的是一致。
It is as same as before.
并没有改变。
There is nothing that's been changed.
这两个没有改变。
This too hasn't been changed.
就清楚地显明了。
And then it is very evident that
神的教会依然挺立不摇。
That God's church still standing firm in the world.
所改变的只是教会聚会的形式。
The only thing changed is the format how we gather together.
在过去
In the past,
全家人都到教会里面去是有的。
Perhaps there are many cases that whole family can come to church together.
但是也有一部分人啊，这个他们是不信主的。
And however, there are some portion of population that they don't believe in God.
啊，这些。没有信主的家庭的成员呢，就成为那些信徒当中啊心里边的一个遗憾。
And those unbelieving family members, when they couldn't come to church and worship and become a painful experience for those believers.
而现在呢，形式变了。
And then now, everything changes now.
敬拜自然地进入了家庭。
Now the worship enters the homes.
这势必就对家庭的当中其他的成员带来影响。
Definitely, it will create influence and impact to the unbelieving family members.
这是有利于福音的传播、传扬。
And it is beneficial for evangelism.
这里边有没有神的作为呢？有。
Is there any thing that we can see the hands of God here? Definitely.
我再想到一点。
And there's another thing I have thought about.
科学技术进步，正好能够满足线上聚会的需要。
That because of the advancement of technology, now we, it fulfills the need of meeting online.
这是不是偶然的巧合呢？
Is this coincidental?
请不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
宇宙万物是由神来主宰的。
That God has a handle and he oversees everything in the universe.
因此我常常说世界上发生的事啊。
Therefore, I often said that everything happens in the universe.
只有我们想不到的，只有我们想不明白的，但是绝对不会有碰巧的。
There are things that we couldn't comprehend and we couldn't even imagine and conceive. And yet, there is nothing will be coincidental or accidental.
这是我关于教会的思考。
And this is my observation and reflection about the church.
第二呢， 是我关于凡事谢恩的思考。
The second area I have thought about it is give thanks in everything.
这个三月份开始，我这个就出现了一个症状。
Sometimes in March, I start to have some symptom happening.
那么在五月初，这个皮肤科医生就跟我做了一个活体的检验。
And in the beginning, until the beginning of May, my physician started to take some sample out of my skin and to do some testing.
5月4号。
And May 4th.
正是纽约疫情高峰期。
Which is the peak of New York pandemic.
我的这个活检报告出来了。
And the result of my biopsy came out.
医生告诉我，确诊我得了恶性的鳞状细胞癌。
And the doctor has informed me that I have suffered skin and lymph node cancer.
这个当然，自然就会让我感受到一个威胁。
Of course, I feel this is a threat to me.
也许有些人会说，哎，牧师，你还会有什么威胁吗？
And perhaps people may question me, say, well, since you're a pastor, would you be afraid of anything at all?
各位弟兄姐妹，我和你们是一样的，没有免死的金牌啊。
And dear brother and sister, I'm just with you. I'm just like you. I'm not immune from death.
当然，生与死的问题，我们的信仰已经解决了。
Of course, regarding to life and death, the difficulties of facing it has already been resolved by our faith.
但是这个心情该怎么样去面对，该怎么样去调整呢？
And however, how should I adjust my emotion in order to face the challenge I have?
我就想到一首圣诗。
Then there's a hymn I've been reminded.
靠主有福。
That we can be blessed by trusting in Him.
我就从这个 YouTube 上面去把它选出来，把它在电视上播放出来。
Then I start to play this song and hymn from YouTube.
我听了又听了，我就听到他不断地重复这样几句话。
Then I listen to it repeatedly.
要依靠主。专心靠主，在一切的事上认定主，他必指引你的路。
We should trust in the Lord in all ways that He will guide us our way.
真是真好，唱到我心里去了。
This lyrics truly penetrate in my heart.
我心里面有了完全的平安。
All of a sudden, I was relieved and have full peace.
后来这个皮肤科医生就对我说
And later on, this skin doctor said this to me.
哎呀，他说，张医生啊，你真幸运啊，这个手术医生啊，平常是约不到的。
And he said to me, Mr. Zhang, you are so lucky that usually that we couldn't schedule a surgeon for this doctor is so well known and famous.
而且他给你的排期很快啊。
And now he has a scheduled surgery for you very soon.
我说为什么呢
？And I say to him, how so?
他说啊，这个皮肤科的手术医生，他是专修皮肤科癌的手术的五颗星医生啊。
He said to me, well, he is a specialist regarding to this type of cancer.
所以一周以后，五月十一号。
And therefore, just one week after, which is May 11th,
就给我做手术了。
Then he performed an operation on me.
啊，那么前后大概四个半小时左右。
And the operation lasts about 4.5 hours.
为什么呢？因为在这个中间呢。他要把这个切出来的坏东西拿去检验、啊、
Is there any reason the surgery lasts so long? Because they do need to do another biopsy during the process.
如果还没有清除干净的话呢，那就必须再做再截截继续截切除。
If during the operation they hasn't cleaned out all the cancer cells, then if that's the case, I need to go through the operation again.
后来医生就告诉我，哎，说现在已经清除干净了，啊，所以我就给你缝合起来。
And doctor told me during operation, say, now all the cancer cells have been removed cleanly. I'm going to stitch you up right now.
因为这个手术是局部麻醉嘛。
Because I went through anesthesia locally.
所以我一直是很清醒。
And therefore, I was conscious during the entire process.
Yeah, 心里边很平安，很平静。
I have full peace in my heart.
在手术以后啊，在手术以后的恢复很快啊。
And the recovery after surgery went smoothly and speedily.
就是七月十三号嘛，啊，那么就再就回去看医生。
So I revisited the doctor on July 13th.
那么医生说没事了啊。这个没问题，挺好。
And the doctor said to me, all clear, everything went well.
所以我就把脸上的纱布拿掉了。
And therefore, I took off the covering on my face.
要不然今天你们看了我就是脸上还有纱布的。
Otherwise, I will be facing you with the covering on my face.
这个恢复得很快，很好。
And truly, I experienced a speedy recovery.
没有耽误我的侍奉了。
There is no delay regarding to my ministry due to the surgery.
Yeah, 我记得那个五月十七号，你在你们教会证道嘛，是吧
？I still remember, I was here with you all on May 17th.
那天你们结束之后，马上另外一个教会。我要再给他们侍奉了。
Right after your meeting, I need to go to another church to serve the other church.
所以说我很感谢主的恩典。
I'm so grateful to God's grace.
这是主又一次的啊，我这是让我啊又一次的经历到啊这个主的恩典。
So I experienced God's God's blessing once more.
我为什么说又一次呢？
And why I say I have experienced His grace once more?
也许你们还记得啊，我的见证里面说过。
Perhaps you remember which you have mentioned in my testimony.
实际上主已经好几次的医治拯救我了。
Actually, God has performed His miraculous healing on me several times.
比如说2003年我在神学院学习的时候。
For example, when I was still in seminary doing my study, 2003.
我的双腿啊从下到最上面全部浮肿。
And all of a sudden, I suffer severe swelling throughout my legs.
不能睡觉。没有办法学习。
I couldn't even go to sleep, and I couldn't study.
2011年
And 2011,
开胸大手术
Then I have an open chest operation.
切除了即将爆裂的我的心脏主动脉
And I have done some operation around my heart.
2016年 我的
And 2016,
我坐骨神经痛，腰痛，腿痛，生活都不能自理。
I have suffered severe pain for my lower spine, and to a point I couldn't sit and I couldn't stand.
这次是第四次。
And now is the fourth time.
每一次都是靠神的恩典转危为安的。
That's every time I have going through the suffering and affliction and receive peace because of God.
否则我就不会有今天了。
So I won't be sitting here talking with you today.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经里面不是讲叫凡事谢恩吗？
Didn't the scripture tell us to give thanks always?
什么叫凡事呢？
What does it mean give thanks in everything?
就是所有的事。
That means everything.
没有例外。
There's no exception.
一个属神的人应该建立一个观念。
That the person who belong to God, that we should have established an understanding.
神要我们去经历的都是必须的好的。
Whatever God put in front of us and let us go through the experience, it's all good for us.
我这么说有根据吗？
And do I have a scripture reference?
Foundation? 有根据。
Yes.
有根据。
Yes.
马太福音七章十一节你看怎么说的。
And Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, goes like this.
他说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好的东西给求他的人吗？
If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Yeah, 所以发生在我们自己身上的事到底是好还是坏?
And therefore, whatever happens to us, is it good or bad?
我们切不可以用人的观念去判断。
Let us not judge or evaluate it through human point of view.
而是要坚定地相信凡事都有神的美意。
But rather have firm faith and trust that everything there's a good will of God.
所以圣经说凡事谢恩。
And therefore, in the scripture, it tells us to give thanks to everything.
第三是关于 是我关于平安的思考。
It's my understanding about peace.
人有很多愿望啊。
Truly, we have many desires and plans.
那么期望平安本来这只是一个很朴素的一个愿望。
And yet, desiring having peace seems to be very plain and very basic.
想不到在这个疫情当中啊，现在突然变得这个非常的宝贵了。
And little did we know, now peace become a treasure in the midst of pandemic.
平安已经成为最宝贵的一个渴望。
And peace become a luxurious desire in the midst of pandemic.
为什么呢？
How so?
你再有钱，你买不到啊。
Because no matter how rich, how much money you have,You couldn't gain it.
你地位再高不管用啊。
No matter how high of position you possess, there is no way for you to gain peace.
人人都在想到哪里才有平安呢、啊、
Now all of us start to ponder, where can we find peace?
在医院里吗？
Is it in the hospital?
还是躲在家里，待在家里不出门？
Or hide in your own home and do not step out of your home.
大概也许吧、啊、但是
Perhaps home is the only place, maybe.
但是我们心里都明白那也不一定。
And yet we all realize this may not be the safe heaven.
在这举世危机之中
In the affliction around the world,
让我们来重温圣经关于平安的教导。
Then we should go back to the scripture to understand the teaching of the scripture regarding to peace.
你就好像在黑暗之中见到了光明啊。
It's like how we see the light in the darkness.
啊，我下面只有几段啊圣经的经文啊，我读给你们听。
And following, we have a few passages. Let me read them to you.
约伯记二十二章二十一节。
One is in Job chapter 22, verse 21.
他说，你要认识上帝，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
箴言书三章十七节说，
Proverb chapter 3, verse 17.
Yeah. 他的道是安乐，他的路是平安。
Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
路加福音二章十四节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 14.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
Yeah. 我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
腓立比书最后一节，腓立比书四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 and the last verse.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes. 神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
读到这些神的应许啊，心里边是何等的甘甜踏实。
When I read all the promises from the Lord, I received great peace and confidence in Him.
然而，他也再一次的提醒我们平安是神所赐的恩典。
And yet, we were reminded that peace is actually a gift from the Lord. It's how He desired to give to us.
平安是在耶稣基督里面的。
And we can only have this peace in Christ Jesus.
平安不是知道这个道理就可以得到的，不是的。
Peace is not a concept. Once we receive it, we can get it.
这是关于平安的思考。下面
this is the understanding about peace.
下面是我关于保持距离的思考。
And another understanding of mine is about social distancing.
我们中国人形容这个距离远和近呢，是这么说的。
This is how Chinese understanding regarding to the distance between one another.
咫尺天涯，就是就在身边，但是好像 就像天边那么遥远了。
That someone who is very close to you, yet our distance in heart seems to be as far as two ends of universe.
还有一句话说，天涯若比邻呢。
In other words, it's saying, though we are far apart, we seem to be neighbors.
他说了什么呢？他虽然啊远隔万里，但是就像自己的邻居那么近呢。
And there are someone who though are maybe thousands of miles apart, and yet we seem to living very close to one another.
现在不是啊规定要保持社交距离吗？
That we are all being confined with the law that we need to keep social distance nowadays.
这个当然是啊必要的，是为了隔绝这个病毒的传播嘛。
Of course, due to the prevention of the virus, that we do need to keep social distance nowadays.
根据媒体的报道，韩国已经在研发非接触职业。
And according to the media, that Korea has already going through some study and trying to find out different jobs and professions that can be work remotely.
也就是说，未来的工作啊，将大幅度的减少人与人之间的接触。
That is, jobs in the future will having a trend of working in isolation.
甚至于完全不接触。
In a point that people can be totally isolated from physical communication with one another.
我在想那个时候会变成什么样子呢？
I wonder what the world will turn out to be if that's the case.
但我不知道，我想象不出来。
I couldn't imagine, and I really don't know.
但是罗马书八章三十五节的教导我们要记住。
And yet, we need to understand from the reminder of Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
无论什么都不可能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
No matter what, there is nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
在任何时候我们仍然要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱我们的神，仍然要爱人如己。
Whenever and in every single moment, we should love our God all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our strength, and we should love others as ourselves.
这是关于社交距离的思考。
And this 下面是。My reflection upon social distancing.
下面是我关于家的思考。
The following is my understanding and reflection about home.
病毒在全球肆虐。
Now the virus is going wild around the world.
各个国家纷纷地发出命令，待在家里。
That all nations has giving laws and asking people and force people to stay home.
家本来是我们最熟悉不过的了。
Home used to be a place we were most familiar with.
我们在父母的老家出生长大。
We were born in our parents' home.
在结婚之后我们有了自己的小家。
After marriage, we have our own home.
那么什么是家呢？
Then what is home?
我们国语词典是这么来解释的。
According to the Mandarin definition, it goes like this.
他说家就是亲人居住的地方，无论你走到哪里都想回去的地方。
Home is a place where all family members live together, where it's a place no matter where you go, you always want to return back to it.
老外的说法跟我们很相近的。
Now the definition of non-Chinese people, they are very similar to our definition as well.
他们怎么说呢？他们说
And what's their definition?
Home, sweet home. There is no place like home.周弟兄，你不把它翻成中文吗？
他说家啊，家是没有一个地方像家那么的温暖。
是，家是甜美的家，没有任何地方像家。
True, home is a place, sweet home. There is no place like home.
他的意思跟我们中国人的想法是一样的。
So the Westerner have the same concept about home, like
Chinese.所以我们中国人常常有一句话，就是在家千日好，出门时时难呢。
You say home is a place that we can always enjoy for as long as we want. And yet, once we step out of the home, we will face all type of challenges.
家是美好而温暖的。
Home is a place where we can enjoy warmth and sweetness.
可是社会在变了，人们追求名利，追求地位，这个家的观念就越来越淡薄了。
And yet the culture is changing. Culture pushes us to pursue fame and wealth. And soon the concept of home start to deteriorate.
我真是希望经历这样一次疫情呢，让我们好好的反省什么是家。你珍惜了自己的家吗？
I truly hope through pandemic, we have a deeper understanding about the definition of a home in our life. Do we treasure our home?
神有美意在里边。
There's a good will of God in all of this.
基督徒也还不要忘记了。
Let no Christian.To forget.
我们还有另外两个家。
There are other two homes for us.
一个是在地上的教会，神的家。
One is on this earth, that is God's home, God's church.
另外一个在天上，那是我们永恒的家乡。
The other home is in heaven, it's our eternal home.
在这个疫情肆虐的今天呢，我们要为这两个家想什么，做什么
？In the time like this, what should we think about these two homes of ours?
我们应该做什么
？And what else can we do about them?
神也在看着我们呢。
At the same time, God is watching us.
最后是关于谦卑的思考。
Lastly, it's about humility.
有一个名人呢，曾经说过这样一样的话，他的大意大概是这样。
There is a famous person who has said something like this.
他说，疾病是谦虚之母，他会揪着你的耳朵，让你谦卑下来。
He said, illness humbles us and helps us.To humble our ears.
今天的世界不就是一个很现实的写照吗？
Didn't it reflect in today's world?
下到平民百姓，上至首相总统。
No matter what level of society you are in, whether blue collar or all the way to the president.
人人文艺色变，再也没有人敢说人定胜天了。
everyone need to humble before the pandemic. No one can claim that we have power to overcome the world.
圣经把那些啊，这个把那些所谓人定胜天的那种人呢，称为愚妄人。
For those people who think they can defeat nature, those people are named as mockers in the scripture.
愚蠢而狂妄的人。
They are foolish and they are mockers.
真是名副其实了。
Truly, that's what they are.
人在这个病毒面前低头啊。
That we need to humble before the virus.
其原因就是对死亡的恐惧嘛。
Because we are afraid of death.
我们基督徒也是人呢。
Truly, we Christians are human beings as well.
我们自然也会生病呢。
Of course, we suffer illness.
我们也会死啊。
One day we will die.
但是基督徒面对死亡比较坦然呢。
And yet, we can face the death without fear.
因为他们看见的不是死。不是毁灭。
Because what Christians see, death is not the end, it's not the destruction.
而是神所赐的永生。
But rather, it's a journey passing through to eternity.
我们和纽约的人大概更有深刻的记忆吧。
We New Yorkers, we can truly appreciate this.
当这个像911这样的啊重大的灾害来临的时候啊
，When the calamity and disaster happened on 9/11，
就有大批的人群涌入到那个教堂里边来。
Huge population of New Yorker flood into the churches。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们突然发现。啊，在这个造物主的面前呢，自己是如此的渺小，不堪一击啊。
All of a sudden, we realize how fragile we are before the Creator.
但是很可惜，人是很健忘的。
Sadly, people are very forgetful.
啊，好了疮疤就忘了痛了。
And sometimes, when the wounds start to heal, we forget of what happened.
所以人实在需要救主耶稣，需要福音呐、啊。
And therefore, we truly need a savior. That we need a good news. We need gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们
Brothers, sisters,
让我们永远牢记主的教导。我心里柔和谦卑。
May we firmly remember the teaching of the Lord that He is gentle.And he is humble.
以上就是我在疫情当中的一些学习、观察和思考。
The above are the reflections and observations for me during this pandemic.
在我结束之前，让我们再回到开始的时候那个话题。
Before the end of my sermon, let us go back to my opening.
在疫情肆虐的今天，我们该想什么？我们又能够做什么呢
？During the time of pandemic, what should we think and what should we do？
在我所建立的彩虹团契里边呢
？For a fellowship group now I have founded and attending。
有一对夫妇双双感染了这个。新冠病毒。
In the fellowship, there is a couple who both have suffered coronavirus.
他们在团契做见证说。
So, they gave a testimony in the fellowship.
在那些生死之间挣扎那些日子里。
During the challenging time of life and death, during their struggles.
唯有主耶稣。是他们的依靠和盼望。
Only Jesus Christ is their trust.
而且那个姊妹啊，她还看到了穿着白袍的 主耶稣。
And the sister has even seen the Lord who has worn a white robe before her.
另外一对夫妇，他们在医院里面工作。
Another couple who work in the hospital.
不断涌进来的这些病人呢、啊，把走廊都挤爆了。
There are so many patients flood into the hospital, and to a point they have no room even in the hallways.
死亡随时就在身边。
Death is right next to them.
空气当中弥漫着这个尸臭的味道。
And in the air, they can smell the corrosion and of dead bodies.
而他们家里边还有小孩呀、啊、
，and they have children in their home。
啊，他们天天唯有在祷告当中得到力量
，and they can only receive strength in their prayers during these days。
坚持工作直到今天
，they endure their duty until today。
还有一个姐妹。他从年初就回台湾去看他的母亲。
There's a sister returned back to Taiwan in the beginning of the year.
回台湾就碰到这个禁足令，不能出门。
And once she returned back to Taiwan, she was confined due to the coronavirus pandemic.
过了一个月，她回到美国。
And after a month, finally she was able return back to the state.
又赶上这边的禁足令
，and then he faced another quarantine issue that happening in the state.
说几个月来，他就一直是被关在家里面。
So for several months she was confined and staying home.
但是这个姐妹她并没有忘记神要她爱人如己的那个诫命的。
And yet the sister did not forget the command of love others as yourself during this period of time.
她一直努力地去帮助有困难的人。
She continuously tried to help others all she could.
还有一个姐妹。
There's the other sister.
Yeah, 她的儿女啊，在这个警察部门工作。
Her children work in the police force.
啊，她就啊努到她家里面去，努力地做好家务啊，让这些子女没有后顾之忧。
So she went to her children's home, do the best she could to tidy up their homes, so they have no worry when they go to work.
这些见证。就是榜样啊。
All of those testimonies are setting an example for all of us.
它让我们看到吉林市在疫情肆虐、啊、充满危险的今天。
Even during the dangerous situation in the pandemic,、
啊、只要坚定信仰。
As long as we stand firm in our faith,
无论是在病床上
No matter during sickbed,
在工作中
next to the sickbed or in work,
在家庭里
or in house,
我们都能够有所作为。
We can all perform different duties.
我们都能够为主而活。
We all can live for the Lord.
活出生命的光彩。
To live out and shine our faith and testify for the Lord.
上帝说，我熬炼你们，却不想熬炼银子。你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
God mentioned in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, I have purified you, and yet not like silver. I have tested you.In the furnace of affliction.
让我们好好地把握眼前的机会啊。
let us seize the opportunity God has laid upon us.
更好地认识神，更好地侍奉，更好地生活。
Let us use this time to truly understand our God and to live our life well.
好，让我们低头同心祷告。
Let us pray.
在这举世惶恐之时，你的话照亮我们的脚前，指引我们的道路。耶和华是我们的牧者，我们必不致缺乏。他是我们躺卧在青草地上，领我们在可安歇的水边。他是我们的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我们走义。我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我们同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我们。在敌人的面前，你为我们摆设宴席，你用油膏了我们的头，使我们福杯满溢。我们一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们，我们且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。感谢恩主，感谢恩主，感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
At the time of this, and Lord, your word is like the light of our path, lamp of our feet. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.